I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Like so many out here in this world, I'm just FOH. You know what that is, Scotty?
What's that?
It's Friends of Hans.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Welcome on in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Folks, we are out and about today. We are live here in Bluffdale, which I'll admit, I don't get to Bluffdale very often. This area is booming, man.
It is.
Holy smokes.
A lot of growth, and Fat Cats has stepped in, and they are providing the entertainment. But there is a lot of growth going on just through the Redwood area. Here in Bluffdale, when I first bought out in Eagle Mountain, this was a single lane road.
Yeah,
that I would see maybe five cars on as I was driving out to the other end of Saratoga Springs. And now this thing is booming.
You get rid of a prison and look what happens.
Yeah, a lot of growth, a lot of happy families, and Fat Cats has come in. So here's the great thing. Scotty and I have your Friday entertainment taken care of. All you got to do is come down to Fat Cats. We are giving $10 gift cards to every single person that comes in today.
Yes.
We've got a whole box of gift cards, and each person that comes in is going to get a $10 gift card. So if you got a family out there, maybe you got 4 or 5 kids, these all go to the arcades so the kids can come in and win their tickets, and they go in and they use their tickets to buy toys, and your Friday evening is taken care of.
13901 South Redwood Road here in Bluffdale. And again, just walk through the front entrance. Hans and I will be right to your hand out a $10 arcade gift card to everybody who comes by. It's that simple.
Come see us.
Yes.
Come see what Fat Cats is all about. You had not been.
I've never been to a Fat Cats before. And after walking in, I spent 5 minutes walking in and thought, we need one of these in Davis County.
Yeah.
Come up north, Fat Cats. Let's go.
Well, Fat Cats is awesome because they've got their big screen theaters. And it's all. I know that fits the bill for you.
Oh, yeah. I like me some luxury seating.
If you're going to go to the theater, you only do luxury seating.
Yes.
And their entire theater is luxury seating. Then they've got a bunch of bowling alley lanes that are just beautiful with all kinds of neon lights and all the different sizes that you need. And
are you a bowler?
Yeah, I like to.
I could see you being into bowling.
Once every once every month.
I cannot remember the last time I went bowling. It's probably been 15 years.
You got your own ball hands and shoes?
No. I don't.
That's where he draws the line.
And I don't have my bowling team or...
You don't wear the bowling shirt.
I don't have the matching uniforms.
The pin shakers?
You did. You did have that one golf shirt that had that purple in it that somebody from the Jazz accused you of being on the Weber State bowling team because it was purple.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do remember that. No, I don't have that even anymore. But I do. I love to get out and bowl a little bit. It's fun to bring the family out and just have a little bit of fun, get into some competition. They've got an incredible mini golf, and the mini golf is fun because they've got it all black lighted out, and they've got all these neon lights, and everything is kind of lit around, and the ball lights up from the black lights. So the mini golf is a ton of fun. They got a great grill where they're serving up pizzas or chicken fingers or French fries.
I could go for a little. I could go for all of that right now,
Scott. You got to love this place, right?
Oh, dude, I'm already in love with this place. I'm telling you, I'm looking at their website. They've got, let's see, Saratoga Springs, Provo, now in Bluffdale. So they're creeping up north. I think Bountiful, Centerville, Layton. Come on,
Dana.
We just have Fat Cats.
Just have entertainment. So my family is going to be coming out, hanging out.
Nice.
We're gonna bowl a little bit, hang out a little bit.
Sisters in town.
Yeah. Got a sister in town. Got my niece and my nephew and their kids and mom and dad. So it's going to be Olsen Assemble down here. And we're going to be having a good time. I want everybody to come out and just share in the fun and excitement.
Come on. 13901 Redwood Road here in Bluffdale. Come by, hang out with us, and let's go.
How'd things go? Was the show better without me yesterday?
No, it was miserable. It sucks, as always.
That's not true.
No, it's awful.
Scotty is like one of the more miserable people when you're gone.
I think
he doesn't even like hanging out with me. I was like, okay, this is
I think
fun.
We're both miserable when each other is gone.
I really don't believe that. I do appreciate the sentiment. And I do want to tell you and Lloyd, I was at Mackey's graduation yesterday. Lehigh knocks the graduation out of the park.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not going to mention where my other kid graduated from.
Okay.
That was an embarrassment.
Okay.
Yeah, it was disorganized. It was a sham.
Where were you at for the graduation?
The UVU event center.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it was personal, and the speeches were great. It was well-timed. Awesome. If not the best graduation I've been to, definitely one of them. This guy turns around. He's sitting right in front of me, and he turns around. He goes, "Aren't you supposed to be on air?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "Aren't you supposed to be listening to the show?" And he kind of laughed and he goes, "I do every day except for when a kid graduates." And he goes, "I'd like to say I'm your biggest fan." And I kind of look to the left and his wife is just sitting there, you know, these saucer-sized eyes. And he goes, "But she's actually your biggest fan." And she stands up and extends a hand and I shake her hand and she's like, "I am that female listener that you and Scotty talk about." She's like, "Every time you say, here's a blanket or here's a shirt, you guys are always up in Bountiful or up in North Salt Lake." She's like, "But I almost make the drive because I just love the show." And she was awesome and he was awesome. So, Scotty, the point is, I found our two listeners.
Awesome.
I found our two morning after podcast listeners.
So what we found out here, Lloyd, is that nobody was listening to the show yesterday. Because our two listeners were at the Lehigh High School graduation. We just could have just flipped the switch and been dead air.
That's why I said, "Aren't you supposed to be listening right now?" He's like, "To what?" I said, "They're still doing the show."
Yeah, that's what he said. And like, if you're not there, I'm not listening. No,
that's not the case, man. That it was fun. To all the graduates out there, congratulations. You have just entered the more difficult part and less enjoyable part of life.
Yeah, that's what I always tell my kids when they're like, "Oh, school sucks. I hate it." I'm like,
"Oh, dude.
Hey, this is the salad days for you. You don't have a care in the world."
Oh, man.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Lloyd, well, you and I know that our high school experiences weren't one-fourth of what Lloyd's was.
Oh, geez. Oh,
sorry. Stop.
Lloyd was owning the world.
Yes.
in high school.
Yep.
But a long time ago.
Hey, oh, and she said, one thing she said, she turned around, she goes, "This sure ain't Declo, is it?" And I said, no, this isn't Declo. Because there were like 700 in the graduating class.
Yeah, so
this sure ain't Declo.
That's always a tough pill to swallow. How big was your graduating class?
I was 92.
See, we were 65.
Whew. You know everybody.
Absolutely.
Did you have to go out of town to date?
I
couldn't date in Weezer. Everybody knew my gig.
I dated a girl from Burley. She was the girl I dated for my junior and senior year.
So that was still in your high school?
No. But she went to Burley High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Which didn't sit well with a lot of friends.
Did you ever traipse into Minico?
No. Nobody messes with Minico.
Did you ever meet any girls from Jerome?
No. Once you step into those boundaries, you don't come back. Or at least you don't come back the same person. but no, when I graduated, and that was only my point of reference, is that, you knock out the names real quick. You're in and out of there. You're in the gym at your own high school. There's maybe 150 people there. You shake some hands, and you're out of there. It's like a 45-minute thing. And so when I got married and my wife, her brother was graduating high school, she's like, "Hey, you want to come to high school graduation?" Sure. He was at Cottonwood High School. I'm like, "Sure. What's the big deal?" "No big deal." Sit down, and we're like, "Oh, my gosh. We're 2 hours into this thing, and we're only through the Fs." I'm like... We gotta speed this up here a little bit. This is taking too long.
That's why I think the school matters. Lee, I could not believe how quickly I got through 700 names.
No kidding.
It was awesome. And they still found a way to kind of personalize it.
That's great.
It was extremely well done. I don't know how you do that for 700 kids. I have been wildly impressed with Lehigh High School. They just have a really great care for kids. And I know everybody keeps attacking school systems, especially lately. And I'm sure that there are certain parts of school systems that are slipping. In fact, I know with attendance and those types of things, it's not like it was back in your day or my day or even Lloyd's day. Because Lloyd's about 15 years younger than us.
Yeah.
It's kids don't attend as often.
Now, you missed school back in the day. It was a problem.
It was a problem with the parents and the teachers and your grade. We got a number on Mackey's excused absences. And
9 times? I don't remember Mackey being sick 9 times.
It's in the 3 marks. Like it's.
Wow, she had triple digits?
Mm-hmm.
Atta girl.
Yep. And she's all parading around about it. And I'm like, that's nothing to be proud of, Rusty. 50 feet, nothing to be proud of, Rusty. So I trip at that. I'm like, stop it. I'm like, that's a bad example because Riley was there. I'm like, that's a bad
rocks
example.
Over there. Like, I heard about Rocks seminary attendance.
I don't even know what to do. Oh yeah, I know. Talking to him about it too. I don't even know what to do with that kid. But school isn't the same. We used to miss a day, and it was like hell. And fury would rain down upon our heads.
Absolutely.
And now it's like, I'll just do it online. I'll attend online.
Yeah, February's really not great for me. Okay. All right.
Did you say February as in the month? It doesn't fit.
No. I mean, we got a Z here. You probably went, this looks like a dude that went to high school maybe like twice your senior year.
Dude, if I would have looked like that in high school.
I know. I would never have shown up to high school.
Artek looks like a movie star, and he's just chiseled out of granite, and I would not do anything.
Good head of hair. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'd have left school.
I bet you got some high school stories. Yeah, he did all right.
I'd have learned how to play the guitar and left high school, gone somewhere on the West Coast, just ruled the day.
What I wouldn't be is hanging out with Ush Lubs.
he's too good for this show. That's why we try to keep him out of the view of people.
Yeah. All right. Hands of Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Let's get to it. Starting lineup right now.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go.
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
You need to get the ball in the middle.
instead of taking the jump shot, but if we go, whoa.
Chandler jumps the passing lane, picks off the pass from Martin, goes the distance and scores. Celtics score 5 points in 5 seconds. Smart lead for Jalen. He's got a step on screw, slides over the baseline. Two-hand slam.
And this time just attacked the rim.
All right, starting a lineup brought to you by Lee's Heating and Air. You're about ready to fire up that AC. If you haven't already, well, guess what? You need to have that thing working properly. Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning line of America's Standard Furnaces and Air Conditioners. Call or visit leesheatac.com now to schedule a free in-home estimate or a free second opinion. All right, Hans, yesterday you were gone enjoying the graduation, but... I was hanging out, slumming it on the show with Tim Lacombe. And Tim hopped on, and I said, hey, you know what? Boston won game four, but really, nobody's giving these guys a shot, right? He goes, Boston, I think, is going to win this series. And I said, Tim.
Oh, Tim, no.
Timmy, no.
Oh, Bubba, no.
And last night, Boston takes Miami behind the woodshed. And wins fairly easily. Now, instead of 3-0, it's 3-2, and the series shifts back to Miami, where Boston won game four. Who knows, Hans? Maybe okay. We have a series on our hands.
Okay. I didn't get to hear the conversation. I'm sure it was fantastic.
Lloyd's going to pull the audio here.
And my boy Timmy is the best in the business.
Yeah.
Let me explain why I don't completely disagree with Timmy. I don't 100% agree because I still think Miami comes out of this. But let me work you through this a little bit. This is just coming from my point of view. A few things. Number one, I know that the record is, whatever it is, 0 and 179 or something like that.
Yep.
When teams are pressed to a 3-0 deficit in NBA postseason. I just want to put a little bit of a clarification on this. I don't know out of those 179 postseason series that lost in an 0-3 deficit were a 2-8 matchup.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them ever have been a 2-8 matchup where the 8 was up 3-0 on the 2.
I would say that's never happened. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
I would be pretty confident in saying that in the Eastern Conference Finals, or just in the Conference Finals in general, when an 8 met up with a 2, that the 8 was up 3-0.
Yeah.
So what does that tell us? Well, that goes back to our original guess, which was, Boston just got lucky. Miami made a run through. But Miami took Milwaukee out, so Boston didn't have to deal with them. Miami ran through New York. And Miami shows up, and you're thinking, if you're the Boston Celtics, you're thinking, yes, they took out Milwaukee. They're an 8 seed. They don't have Hero. They don't have Oladipo. This thing's over. And the confidence builds, and they're all excited, like, all right, let's go make short work of this, and we'll see Denver in the finals. And then Miami comes out, and they hit 50% from three. Guys are moving around the court playing defense. Some dude that they don't know, his name's Vincent, shows up, puts 29 points on their head. Postseason Jimmy shows up and they're like, what is it? Why is this guy such a freak in the postseason? And they fall to this 3-0. Well, it's almost like the smelling salts hit. And in game four, they're like, geez, we better get going. The rest of the country is putting it on Joe Mazzulla saying, their head coach sucks. They're going to lose in four and he's going to be fired. You said it after game four. You're like, Hans, they're playing for that coach as if they don't want him to be fired. Well, they just played game five as if they don't want him to be fired.
Yeah.
So they have a better roster. They are a better team. Maybe they aren't as disconnected from their head coach. They have to find a way now to get a win in game six on the road in Miami. If they beat Miami in game six, this will be your first 0-3 comeback.
Yes. Yep.
If they beat Miami in game six, this will be your first 0-3 comeback. And a lot of that has to do with it being a 2-8 matchup in the conference finals.
Look, I'm all about history. I was fired up when my guy Ryan Odom got a victory over Virginia for in a 116 upset in the NCAA tournament. First time it's ever happened. When the Red Sox beat the Yankees in 2004, whenever that was, and they were down 0-3 and came back and won that ALCS series. That was awesome to watch. If this happens, it's going to be great to watch, and I'm going to be fired up to – I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm fired up for Boston because I want to see history. But here's the comments. Here's Tim Lacombe before Game 5 last night calling a shot.
You know, I saw a tweet today from the great Mike Smith. He joined us this year. I got to hang out with him most nights, most Jazz game nights for a while, and I miss Mike. So if you're out there, Mike, I love you, brother. But I saw a tweet from him today, and I've got the same sense. It's basically, I've got this sense that Boston kind of, I just got a weird feeling they're going to win the series now. And I know that's like a knee-jerk reaction. I know. You were just asking about tonight, but I don't think it's out of the ordinary, man, and I know they got to get tonight, but when you look at it, Boston shot 29% from three, by far the worst they've shot from three in any stretch, you know, all year long. And so it's a little bit of an outlier that they shot so poorly. You know, everybody talks about their lack of effort, but one of the harder things to do is to play your butt off when the ball continually won't go in for you. And I think that they got a little bit dejected, and I think they gave in to fatigue a little bit. But they looked so good the other night, and they shot 41% from three, and the ball popped around. And all they've got to do is win two, you know, they've got to win one game at home. And, yeah, it all starts tonight. But I do believe that the Celtics, I think it's been proven all year they were the better team. But Miami's just been so hot. But I did see Caleb Martin miss tonight, and he's a big part of why they've been good. You know, those guys off the bench. So it goes back to what Marcus Smart said. You know, if the Heat wanted to get it done, don't let us win one. I've been wrong before, but let's see if that actually is a little more meaningful than it seems.
I totally understand where he's coming from. And hearing that, that's the first time I heard it. It's kind of in line with some of my reasoning. But we can sit here and talk about it. But going back to Miami, if Miami, and I know that they nearly hit 40% last night. They were 39-something percent from three last night. But they're going to come back home. And if they find that stroke, I'm expecting to see Vincent back on the court.
Yep.
And we know Vincent makes a huge difference for them. Wasn't on the court for game four. Or game five, I mean. It makes sense what he's saying, Scotty. I just can't imagine them getting through game six coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to be rooting for him.
I see where he's coming from. And did he say Mike Smith had the same belief?
Yeah. Yep.
And look, Mike Smith is more right than he ever is wrong.
And I'd forgotten about his comments about Mike. So, yeah. This is this thing's getting turned upside down a little bit, man. This is going to be really fun to see how this plays out.
Okay, so what does this go back to? This goes back to two things, in my opinion. This goes back to two things. It goes back to Eric Spoelstra as the head coach of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And what adjustments Eric Spoelstra is able to make, whether Vincent's back on the court for Game 6 or not, you've got a coach, a veteran coach that's got a lot of experience. He understands a Game 7 is a death sentence. He knows it. Whether he wants to admit it or not, he knows going back to TD Garden against that Celtics team is going to be a nightmare in Game 7. He knows he's got to get it done in Game 6. So Eric Spoelstra's number one. Jimmy Butler's number two. And Jimmy Butler's comments post-game were very encouraging if you're a Heat fan. This is what Jimmy said. He said, because the last two games are not who we are. It just happened to be that way. We stopped playing defense halfway because we didn't make the shots that we wanted to make. But that's easily correctable. You just have to come out, play harder from the jump. Like I always say, it's going to be all smiles, and we're going to keep it very, very, very consistent, knowing that we're going to win the very next game. We just got to play a little better. Start the game off better. Make it more difficult on them. They are in rhythm since the beginning of that game. But we're all positive knowing that we can and we will absolutely win this series. We'll just have to close it out at home.
If you don't win that game, after those comments, he's putting all his eggs in that basket in game six. This is
he put it all on his own shoulder because he was not good last night.
No, he wasn't. This is Donovan Mitchell yelling at Oklahoma City saying we're not coming back.
Exactly.
This is what he's doing. He's calling his shot. So if they don't win game six, the series is over. Boston's winning the series.
It's going to be Boston's.
But I don't think it's going to game seven. I think Miami's winning game six.
I wonder how confident Boston is, though.
Oh, they're through the roof confident.
I think. And I know there was a lot to be made about Joe Mazzulla. And I felt like Joe Mazzulla, if they would have lost in four.
I think he's gone.
Probably announced he's gone the next day or within the week. And right now, Joe Mazzulla is rubbing his hands together saying, see, I'm not a complete failure. He's feeling confident. And he's going to be working some chess pieces because he's got some working parts right now.
All right, we are live here, the brand new location of Fat Cats. Austin's hanging out with us, marketing guru for Fat Cats, which I don't want to disparage your job, but this place pretty much sells itself, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a lot of marketing because once you walk in, you're like, bam, I'm sold. This is awesome.
Easiest job. Just get people here. They're just going to have fun at any of the cool stuff we have.
How long have you been involved with Fat Cats, Austin?
Just a little over a year.
Isn't this a blast?
Yeah, I live down in Utah County. We have our Saratoga one down there, so I've been going there for about 5 years. So I'm like, I need to work there.
It is just one of those places you come in with a family, and it is entertainment from the jump. Talk about some of the things people can expect if they come down to this Bluffdale location.
So we used to have our old Mill Creek location. Now we've since shut that down. We opened this Bluffdale one, but those familiar with that location only had our bowling alley. So big thing here in Bluffdale is we have movie theaters. So all of our luxury seats, there are no upcharge for that. All the seating, bring your food right to you. It's awesome.
Wow. Great food. It's just not, you're not just getting the popcorn and the soda. You got great food options here. The arcade, the arcade is just phenomenal. I mean, the variety and the quality of the games there are awesome.
Yeah, over 65 brand new games, and it's awesome. Our grand opening special, first 2 weeks, half off arcade.
So Scotty and I just walked through the arcade, and we just saw that axe throwing game. You actually throw axes. Now, they're a rubber head axe, but it sticks into this game board. And I was watching two daughters play against their dad, throwing those axes and hitting the targets, and the little girls are pumping their fists and dad's shaking his head, and they're winning tickets that they get to exchange for toys, and this is just a perfect family event.
Yeah, they just come in. And that's a cool thing on the arcade. There's games for all ages. You mentioned the axe throwing. That's what more competitiveness. I love when the kids beat the parents. That's awesome.
So, Austin, I know that you've given us an entire box of $10 gift cards to the arcade.
Right, yeah.
And it is first come, first serve, but we are loaded. So you come in and every person gets a $10 gift card to go play these arcade games and win tickets and go have a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome. They doubled. So they're really $20 arcade cards because we're half off right now.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So no big deal.
That's right.
No big deal.
You just flipped your $10 into $20. And we're giving that to you for free.
That's right.
Just come down and find us. Scotty and I are just hanging out just to the left of the entrance. Austin will be kind of wandering through the place, and we'll all be here helping you out. Have some fun. Yep. Please, families, it's the grand opening. Come out and support something that has really made this community better. Anytime a Fat Cats comes in, it just makes a community better.
Yeah, we sense the excitement from Bluffdale. They've been counting down the days. This is great. Good way to kick off the weekend.
Hey, just for the record, if you can, nudge somebody, I live up in Bountiful. Davis County's awesome. I mean, if you guys wanted, come on up.
We're scooting that way.
That's what I want to hear.
That's right.
Let's go. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're live here at Fat Cats in Bluffdale, 13901 Redwood Road, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
RSL dives back into MLS play with a trip to Minnesota Saturday night. The pregame show starts at 5:30, first kick at 6:30 here on The Zone.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was
senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hans Olsen and Scotty Cheer.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, guess what, Hans? The National Hockey League is kicking off the season in Utah. Don't miss the Frozen Fury as the San Jose Sharks take on the LA Kings at Delta Center October 5th. Tickets at lakekings.com/Frozen Fury.
Meow.
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 Snarf.
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 In association with the Utah Sports Commission. Man, I hate you guys.
Oh, I was laughing my butt off. My sister's in town, and we were laughing. I told her about the
I'm sure you did.
Frozen Furry.
Yeah.
Thanks. And Cats on Ice coming to the Delta Center. And we were just dying, man. You know, Scotty, that's one of the beautiful things about you.
Okay.
You are funny, even when you're not trying to be. You are hilarious.
So what you're
and
saying
the ultimate
is you,
professional, too.
So what you're saying is you enjoy my screw-ups.
I don't even know if that was a screw-up.
No, I was.
I think you were just having fun.
No.
Thought you were going to bring cats to ice.
Meow.
Hey, free tickets, though?
Well, not right now, but I'm sure we will be giving away soon.
Stay tuned. Because we've always got something to give you.
We are giving away free $10 arcade passes. Anybody who comes by, so you bring by your family. And you...
We have eight left.
I'm just kidding. Eight.
Started with
97.
1,000. No. We've got more than we're going to be able to give away. So anybody that comes in is going to have
it. Bring in your family. And by the way, arcades are half off. So essentially you're turning $10 into $20.
Yep.
So.
And I will tell you right now, this place is ready for you to come in and have fun because it, you know, there's some people, but it's not packed.
No, it's not crazy. You'd think this place would be just crazy with kids with
it's not
school being, you know, out or nearly out. Well, you can come on by here right now and you're in pretty good shape.
We got bowling lanes open, a lot of the arcade games open, and come down, grab your $10 card. As Scotty mentioned, that turns into 20. Everybody in the family gets a $10 card.
Yep.
So come down and do it.
Let's go. Let's have some fun. All right. So, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that have been just beating the drum of the Pac-12's falling apart. Pac-12's falling apart. And there's been a lot of smoke out there. But Barry Trammell of the Oklahoman, he's come on our show a couple times. He's been on with DJ and PK a bunch. He's a guy that you look at as being a well-respected, well-connected journalist, columnist. And has been around forever. Well, he put his name on it in saying that he's also hearing that Colorado may be very well ready to make the jump to the Big 12. And came on with DJ and PK and said that he thinks that the thought that there might be some Pac-12 to Big 12 defectors, he said, if you would have asked him 3 weeks ago, he would have said no way. Now he says that he thinks it is, quote, likely.
Okay, so Scotty, a few things, Scotty. Number one, it was just last month that the report was put out that the Colorado Athletic Director, Rick George, responded to those reports about an exit vote that could happen as early as Monday. And his quote exactly was, "There is absolutely no truth to this tweet." So that was specific to a timeline. It was as early as Monday. These reports were sometime mid-April, and the athletic director said, "No, there is zero truth to this tweet."
Yeah.
This is what I'm calling on. I'm calling on athletic directors or presidents of the universities to come out and stop these claims if there is no truth to them. It's that simple. If there were rumors swirling about the Utah Jazz leaving the NBA to join the EuroLeagues, the presidents of the Utah Jazz would be front and center saying, "There's no truth. We are not leaving. We are firm in what we're doing." Even if there's conversations with the EuroLeagues and they feel like that it would improve their world brand.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm just setting a scenario. But how easy is it as a brand representative that's watching tweets and watching rumors and watching misinformation to step forward and say, "That's wrong"? Why aren't we hearing it?
Because it may not be wrong.
That's my point.
Yeah. I think it was wrong a month ago.
When that athletic director stepped forward and said, "Nope."
You don't see, we haven't seen Mark Harlan get testy on Twitter and saying, "This is ridiculous."
Not in a month.
Yeah. I do think there's truth. I don't think it's a done deal. I don't think that it's, I don't think it's on the cusp, but I think we're edging nearer. But here's the thing. There is a deadline here. And I think it's the end of July or end of June. I think it's June 31st. Is there 31 days in June? Or no, 30th. Yeah. I think where they're going to have to make a decision one way or another if you're going to compete in the 2024-25 season. And so you're going to have to give notice here very soon to the Pac-12 if you are indeed leaving. And so, folks, buckle up, man. We might be in for it here.
What I don't understand is, and through all of this, when USC and UCLA left, that should have galvanized the remaining 10.
Yes.
They should have all been on the phone and saying, "Hey, are you in this?" "Yeah, I'm in this." "Did they screw you too?" "Yeah, they screwed me. I was talking with them. They never mentioned this. I know they left us high and dry." And you would think that those 10 athletic directors and presidents would join forces. And if they would have done that, how easy it would be to be vocal and say, "No, we're sticking through this through thick and thin, and we are going to get a TV deal, and we are going to play together as a conference. We're fine." They would be more unified. But there seems to be separation. There seems to be athletic directors and presidents and universities not on the same page, because when Barry Trammell puts out a report like this, it's a really quick fix.
Yeah.
Every athletic director's heard it, including Mark Harlan and everybody else. It's a really quick fix. Mark Harlan sends a tweet that the athletic director from Colorado jumps on a podcast or a sports show and says, "The reports coming out of Oklahoma are not accurate. We are holding strong together as a conference, and we are going to find a TV deal that appeases all of us." If they felt like they were unified and they felt like the future was bright, that's what we would see. Am I wrong in that?
No. Nope. Not at all. Because
it's not that hard.
Because if memory serves me correct, the tweet that Mark Harlan responded to, or even that the Colorado AD responded to, was not an overly credible person. Like, I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't like it was Barry Trammell. Like, Barry Trammell's highly respected.
I think, was it Pat Ford? No, it was, No,
or,
the,
no, no, no.
It was the
no.
guy that did the San Diego State piece.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And he, well, I actually take that back. He is. It was Dennis Dodd. Yeah, no, and Dennis Dodd's highly respected. Never mind. I take that back. So, all right. So let me rephrase that then. The last time somebody with some respect behind their name said something, it was responded to very quickly. Barry Trammell is easily at the same level as far as connections in the college football world, especially in the Big 12 world, as Dennis Dodd.
And noise he can make.
And with the noise he can make. And Barry Trammell said something, and it's been crickets. And that was 72 hours ago.
So I think that's a problem. I think that's a sign of a problem, because it's not hard for a president or athletic director to say, no, that's wrong. And when they say it, when Mark Harlan said it, was like you and I had a conversation of, oh, well, they're off the track.
Yeah.
When the Colorado AD came forward and was like, there is absolutely no truth to this tweet. It's like, oh, okay, they're on the same page. They need to unify. If they are jumping into a TV deal, that's the other thing, Scotty. If I'm a TV partner and I'm hearing all these rumors and I'm not seeing unification and I'm not seeing proper leadership in their commissioner, as a TV partner, I'm like, well, how committed are they? Okay, we'll call them and see what their thoughts are on being a part of the Big 12. Because if we can get them over with the Big 12, where we've already got a good partnership, then we can just extend a broader package and we can have them over there.
Yeah.
Because they're not unified there. They're not sitting there saying, oh, no, we're all in this together. And why aren't they? Because they're looking for money. Where's the money right now? It's feeling like more and more it's going to be in the Big 12. Or the Big 10, if you could possibly get that invite.
Yeah. Well, and that's the point. And I know Mark Harlan and Utah has been very hesitant about having conversations. And I know they want desperately to keep this conference together. But at some point, you just have to take a step back and say, hey, look, we got to do what's best for us. And we can't be the last person in this conference. We can't be the last rat on this sinking ship. If we start to see it snowballing and we're ready, where people are ready to start jumping off, we got to be right there knocking the women and children aside, making sure we have a seat on that boat. You can't be worried about being civil.
Yeah.
You got to protect you.
Nobody can wrong you for that.
Yeah.
If as long as you're taking care of yourself.
Yep.
People can't wrong you for that.
It's okay to be selfish here.
What you would get wronged for is
being left behind.
Being left behind.
Yep. All right, 12:46, Hans and Scotty. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're live here at Fat Cats, 13901 Redwood Road in Bluffdale. And Hans has a big stack of these gift cards that we're handing out. $10 gift cards to the arcade for everybody who comes by. Man, woman, child, come on by. We'll give you a $10 gift card. And everything's half off in the arcade, so it's essentially double. So you get $20. Come on by, hang out. It's all right here at Fat Cats in Bluffdale, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
No, BYU should not be happy being in the Big 12. They should not be happy just being there this year. You've got to start that championship culture and mindset from day one. And I've said this, when BYU was independent, I said, okay, fine, own independence then. If you're independent, own it. You know, we're not in a conference, we're in every conference, and we're competing to win national championships. We compete on a national stage, and we're looking for young men who want excellence in every aspect of their life, in their football life, in their spiritual life, in their personal life, in all of their life. And if you're going to be there and own it, whatever you are.
It's Unrivaled. Afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars. Perfect for anyone who needs a quick, tasty, and nutritious boost. The 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. For the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies,
yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Thank you. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all well.
Can I ask a Z really quick?
Sure.
You know who this is?
I don't know who it is, but I've heard this song before.
You know who Marilyn Monroe is?
Marilyn Monroe, yeah.
Okay.
Did you know the 83-year-old singer that just passed away?
Was it a girl?
Yeah.
You know who Tina Turner is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
You do know some Tina Turner stuff?
I do.
Okay. Could you name two Neil Diamond songs? Do you know who Neil Diamond is?
I do know who Neil Diamond is. I can't name any songs, but like if I heard songs, I'd be like, oh.
This is actually one of the better performances from the Z's that we've talked to.
I was pretty well educated. My father.
Yeah.
I thank my father for that.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the name Merlin Olsen?
Merlin Olsen?
Merlin Olsen.
Merlin Olsen? No.
Just say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I have.
Don't worry, man. I'm not going to hold that against you.
His uncle, NFL great legend.
Hall of Famer.
Oh.
Actor. Yeah, he was.
Have you ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
No, but I heard of that.
Okay. He was voted to the 75-year anniversary NFL team, so first team.
Wow.
Which means he's one of the best two defensive tackles to ever play the game.
So football just runs in your family.
It does, man. It's deep. We appreciate you always being willing to answer.
And tell us your high school stories off the air.
I got you.
All right.
So that was Billy Joel.
Yeah. Have you heard of Billy Joel?
Oh, yes.
Billy Joel. Okay.
Not my favorite, but Billy Joel, you got to remember him.
I know Billy Joel.
Okay. All right.
Look at you sticking up for Billy Joel.
Well.
You hate Billy Joel.
Not a big Billy Joel fan. You're right. Absolutely. But don't you think there are some things that you just have to get past and still respect it?
Yes. Yeah.
It's because I'm not a big fan of the Piano Man or the We Didn't Start the Fire or I'm not a big fan.
You're hard-pressed to find a more dated song than We Didn't Start the Fire. I mean.
And I know it means a lot to you. Things that mean something to you.
Billy Joel doesn't really mean anything to me.
Does it mean something to you, Lloyd?
The Eagles do. I know you don't like the Eagles.
Not a big fan of the Eagles. But I don't hate the Eagles. I'm coming around on the Eagles. I'm working on that.
You got a little Seven Bridges Road. Kind of got you flipped around.
The harmony in that is
awesome.
Very special.
All right. Old Man Radio right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports.
Wanted to comment on the Isaac Wilson signing with the University of Utah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I got a couple of thoughts on him. Number one, the Wilsons succeed. They do. They succeed. Now, Zach Wilson's hit a bump in the road, and I do think that he's got the guts, and I'm hoping that he finds the right organization and hits the right timing, and he finds his stride. But Isaac Wilson, if he is a film dog like Zach was, and I know that his dad is the catalyst behind that. His dad is very good with film. Pushing his kids to film, pushing his kids to greatness. He's really good with that. He actually has a great balance with it. Very involved in their lives. This is a kid, Scotty, that threw for 3,800 yards last year. He threw 40 touchdowns last year. He ran for 700 yards and 5 touchdowns last year. Those are huge numbers, and it's not like he's playing in little town Utah. That's Corner Canyon. Now, they lost to
Sky Ridge
in the state championship. But Sky Ridge is just loaded with college talent, as is Corner Canyon. But Isaac Wilson is a fantastic quarterback. And that is a gigantic win for the University of Utah.
Well, and that's how I look at it. And that's what we talked about a little bit yesterday. Look, I'm not a guy that's going to come on here and like, Isaac Wilson's going to do this, this, and this, and this. I'm not going to be that guy because I'm not going to project what a kid did at the high school level and say that's going to translate to the next level. I don't know how great he'll be. I know that there's obviously great genetics, great background, great work ethic. There's a lot going on that will give him the tools hopefully necessary to be successful.
That allows you to at least be more comfortable saying he should, but
he should.
But you don't know.
Yeah. But what I do know is that if Kyle Whittingham walks into a lot of living rooms and can say, your son is a great safety, come play to me because I put safeties in the NFL. Your son's a great defensive lineman, come play for me because I'm going to put him in the NFL. He really can't go into home and say, you're a quarterback, come play for me because I'm going to put him in the NFL, because he hasn't done that. And so that's the one thing that Kyle Whittingham needs to be able to add to his resume, is that he can develop and build great quarterback play. Now, Cam Rising's been fantastic.
He's one healthy season away from
the NFL.
Yeah.
And Andy Ludwig has been awesome. So you see that tide starting to turn. So for Kyle Whittingham to be able to go into a kid whose brother was the number two overall pick who came out of BYU and say, I want you to come play quarterback for me because you can be successful, you can win games, you can win Pac-12 championships, and we're going to get you to the NFL. And the kid goes, bam, let's go.
Yeah.
That's a big win for the University of Utah. That's how I looked at that story.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how good he's going to be. I hope he is, because I want local kids to be successful wherever they go. And so, yeah, it should be fun to see how that turns out.
And it's undeniable. University of Utah is still a recruiting juggernaut. They are a recruiting beast. And it doesn't matter if the Pac-12 dissolves and Utah ends up in the Big 12. It doesn't matter where they end up, those coaches. They have an incredible ability to recruit. And I'm watching it close. I see what they do. I know how they handle their business. And it's elite.
Yeah.
They're very good at it, yep. And that's a big win.
All right, Hans and Scotty, we are live here at Fat Cats in Bluffdale. Brand spanking new location. Austin's with us. What are you guys have been just open for, what, a matter of days, right?
Matter of hours. We just opened at 11 this morning.
So this is the first day.
This is the first day.
Holy smokes. You got to be kidding me.
What's that like, opening up a new place?
Oh, man. It's you imagine all the construction woes and all those pushbacks and date movings. But, yeah, the team and the vendors and our partners just all came together and made this happen. It's awesome.
Well, it's a great location, too. If you're anywhere on I-15, you just get off that Bangor exit and head west. You're going to come up to the Redwood exit. Yep. Just get off that Redwood exit. You're going to see the gigantic Fat Cats building right off of Bangor. Just get off that Redwood exit, and it's really quick. And we've got $10 gift cards that are actually $20 today because it's half off. So you got $10 gift cards that Austin is giving out for free.
Yeah.
They're right here on our table.
Yeah, actually, a little clarify. They are for the arcade only. So, yeah, half off arcade our first 2 weeks. Those $10 arcade cards turn into $20 arcade cards. Redeem those for you get your tickets. You go turn those in for some awesome prizes.
And great food. Obviously, you've got the luxury theaters. You've got mini golf. I mean, this is one-stop shop. If you just want to go catch the latest movie, boom, you're here. If you want something to do with the family, you want it to go bowling, you got it. Mini golf, arcade. Like, there's really nowhere else you need to be going this summer with your kids.
Yeah, all your entertainment under one roof. You can get over here and take your kids to go see The Little Mermaid. Probably not your demo listening to this, but, hey, we all have daughters. You got to bring them out. So you can go see Fast 10. You got some awesome movies. Still have Mario even. So, yeah, you mentioned the luxury seats. We bring your food right to your seats. You just go order at the grill, and it's awesome.
Wait a minute. So you go order at the grill, and then you just go sit down in their seats, and the food will come right to you.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So you don't have to be juggling, and then you get to the food, and then you get to the ticket, so you got the food in one hand, and you're reaching in and getting the ticket and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if your kids are like mine. They're immune to helping carry stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, this solves that issue.
What's your favorite thing out of the grill? Your pizzas are great, man.
Dude, me lover's pizza all the time.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great pizza.
Nice. I'm going to have to find out about that a little bit later.
I wouldn't hurt anybody if one showed up.
Hey, I got you. I'll bring you a pizza if you start liking the Eagles, though.
Oh, I am. I'm coming around. Like Scotty said, I'm working on it.
Just say you like the Eagles.
I love the Eagles.
There
you know
go.
What's crazy?
There
you
go.
That was hard.
Got tickets to their reunion tour.
Yes.
Got to refinance your house for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on by here. 13901 Bangor.
No, Redwood.
Redwood. Yes. Sorry. You know what? Look, I'm a bountiful guy. Like, I still got to get my geography down
here. You could see it right off Bangor. Bangor just runs right
Bangor
next to
and Redwood.
Yep. Bangor and Redwood. Get down here. Say hi. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.